Hey guys, what's up? Coach Witt here. I am with Coach Buffy.
Hey guys.
We are back in the podcasting booth in Charlotte, North Carolina. We are in our nutrition office right now. It is February the 7th. It's a Friday. Whoop, whoop, right?
We made it.
We had a rough week this week on our side of town. We had some tornadoes and stuff yesterday. I actually spent a couple minutes in the gym bathroom here taking shelter.
Yeah, he was like, you're from Florida, so if you freak out, I'll freak out.
I was a little worried, you know, and it was kind of... We didn't get it that bad really like at our house, but we had some neighbors down in like Rock Hill that like a tree fell on their house and like very sad. I know somebody, their car got hit by a falling tree yesterday. So just kind of rough day or two here. The wind's blowing really hard outside, but the sun is out. It's a little bit colder than what it has been the last couple of days, but we'll take it after it rained for like 2 days straight. So
yeah, lots of flooding. So we're glad that's kind of behind us.
Yeah, we are back in the podcast studio here for a second episode with our friend Joanna Furr. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys.
So we talked a little bit to you guys, a shorter episode last time, about how to create your own happiness, how to not kind of rely on other people or external factors, your job, your wife, your kids, PRs in the gym, whatever that may be. So we hope you guys enjoyed that one. And now we want to talk to you a little bit about the seven different kind of facets of health. So
cool. I'm excited about this one, Whit.
I like it. I do really good at maybe like three or four of these and then not so good at, you know, three or four of them. So I'm kind of interested to see, too, if I can learn a couple tips and tricks here to kind of bring it all around. So
Joe, why is it important? Like, is one more important than the other? Do we need to have all of them?
So, you know, if one of these things is out of whack, it tends to be that you're going to be overwhelmed, stressed, and just unhappy. It could just be one.
Wow.
So all of these sort of need to be in check. You don't need to be perfect in all of them. But if one of them's really giving you a lot of anxiety or not paying attention to it, it can really cause things to go south for you.
Yeah, and I think it's you know, like if one of them's out of whack, that's going to make another one out of whack. Like, I'm sure we'll talk about this in a couple minutes, but, you know, if I don't have my health, my physical health, I'm probably not going out. So I don't have much of a social health either.
That's a good point.
Or the same thing with like financial and social and stuff. So
what are they?
Yeah, let's get into the first one, physical.
Yeah, so physical health, this is the one that everybody knows, right? It's referring to your body's health, whether you're nourishing your body properly with the proper nutrients, you're engaging in physical activity and exercise, you're getting adequate sleep, you're listening to your body, maintaining your regular wellness checks, you're visiting a practitioner when something feels off. Buffy, you're really practiced in this with your nutrition.
Yeah, going through a pretty serious secondary, third, whatever, cert right now. And I was just reading on the microbiome of the second of your gut, basically your second brain. And really the reason they call it that is because the receptors literally go right to your brain. So I just thought, man, it's so funny how like that old adage, like trust your gut, but it really talks about how like gut health is really the first defense for like immunity and mental health. So they are definitely, I know that they are connected. Mental health is next up. So that's why I bring that up. I found just some simple things that you can be doing right now to improve your physical health. Of course, nutrition is about 80% of what we do here at the gym or anywhere at any gym. 80% of it is going to be your nutrition. So just looking for things like simple tricks, like making sure you're getting enough water throughout the day, staying hydrated, something like 80 ounces is what we recommend. Making sure you're shopping the perimeters of the grocery store, staying out of the middle aisles, trying to pair the macronutrients, a protein, a carbohydrate, and a fat, healthy versions of those at every meal and snack, and trying to eat throughout the day, not going long periods of time not eating.
Yes, sleep is a very important one too.
Absolutely.
When we're talking about our physical health, you know, I think physical is probably the most important one. I know they're all important. We just now said, you know, you need to kind of be competent in all of them. But I saw something the other day that said something along the lines of everything was important until you lost your health. And
true.
Then none of that was important anymore. You know, it obviously doesn't matter about all of this other stuff if you're dead or, you know, if you're bedridden or something like that. So exercise is a big one for us. Nutrition, you want to be eating the right kind of stuff. You know, when you eat good food and when you just eat crap, you feel better. You look better, your skin's better, all that kind of stuff. So
right.
that is an important one. Again, sleep, recovery, all of that, not just coming in lifting weights every day. In our case, you know, we all do CrossFit, so it's kind of harder for us to take a rest day,
right.
I feel like sometimes, but that's just as important as everything else that you're doing.
100%. It's like balance with anything
sure.
else. Same thing with the nutrition. You don't have to be 100%. We say eat 100% clean 80% of the time so that you can enjoy, because we're going to get to other facets here when we talk about social. You don't want to be the person at the party that no one wants to invite because you're going to be like, don't eat that, you know, chip. Here's a vegetable instead. I make these funny videos about that, but that's not the point. The point is 80% of the time. And same thing with exercise. Sometimes we can get a little too hardcore, especially at CrossFit, right, where we're thinking push myself. Sometimes more is not more.
Sure.
It's not better. So I think having a good balance and allowing for that rest recovery is a huge part.
Yeah. I've been the guy at the party with the Tupperware before. It's not
you don't get re-invited.
It's not very fun, you know.
Eating your tuna in the corner.
And like you said, it's not like an all or nothing thing, you know?
100%.
Cool. So that kind of, the physical one kind of leads us into the next one, which is mental. So Joe, tell us what our mental health kind of means and what we're talking about here.
Yeah, so mental health is referring to your ability to realize your own abilities, cope with the normal stresses of life, to be able to work productively, contribute to your community. So we can kind of sum it up as resilience, right? If you fall down, you can get back up, and it's not going to keep you down. Therapy, coaching can help provide a safe and confidential space for you to process those stress triggers. Mental wellness is really important.
Yeah, we talked about this last time. I think this is such a huge opportunity, and it doesn't have the stigma that it used to as far as therapy goes. I have come to realize like a lot of the reasons we do the things we do are because maybe past childhood traumas or micro traumas. They could be just little things that happened as we grew up, and now that's the reason we do what we do, or it's hard for us to get stuck mentally. And so learning kind of those new pathways is okay. You need someone to help you. I love this kind of analogy of your brain needs, you know, it's like a rut in the snow. And if you always, let's say you get stressed out, you always drink, for example, alcohol. And so that rut is there. I get stressed, I drink. And so you need help or a coach or someone to help you find a new pathway or rut out of that. Maybe it's, hey, let's try some other healthier things so that we don't become an alcoholic. So learning to kind of make a new rut, it's okay to have someone to help you. And I feel like this has lost the stigma. A lot of people, yeah. Most people, can see a therapist, and there's not that, oh, you're seeing a therapist? What's wrong with you?
I think right. It's better. I don't know if we're there 100% yet.
I agree.
But we're definitely going in the right direction. There's not, you know, I grew up with kind of anxiety and depression and not depression so much, but mostly anxiety, and had to take medicine and still take medicine to this day, like to help me sleep and stuff like that. And it doesn't bother me now that people know that and like I'm able to talk about it. But when I was a little bit younger, it always, you know, whatever. And I don't want to tell anybody that I had to take medicine or stuff. So
right.
I think it definitely is getting better. But like we said in the last episode about the happiness, it's also okay to have a bad mental health day sometimes. Sometimes you just,
sometimes you need a mental health day.
You need to cry or you need to scream or you need to just whatever it is for sure.
Yeah, so we talked about this as well, like some great tools. Like we just said in our previous podcast, a reflection, gratitude, great ways to kind of bring yourself out of that. I like the one of like wringing a towel as hard as you can or pushing your hands together, externalizing, so you're not holding it all in.
And, you know, just knowing when you need to ask for help is super important, and not being afraid to do so. And having somebody in your life that is your safe space and that you can talk to is really important as well. And you were even talking about the ruts, right? Like things that, how we grew up and what we were taught from our parents, and nothing against our parents, right?
Right.
They're using the tools that they learned from their parents.
Exactly.
It goes on. But, you know, for nutrition is a big thing. People get stuck in their routines and using food as a reward and things like that. Like, I'm guilty of that, right? Like, I earn an achievement and I'm like, oh, well, let me treat myself to some ice cream or some dessert. And that's okay sometimes. But I'm also more aware of it now to be able to change my thoughts and change my patterns.
Cool.
Let's talk about the next one, emotional. What is the difference between emotional health and our mental health?
Yeah, so your emotional health is your ability to recognize, process, and express your different emotions. So being self-aware of any resistance to certain emotions, a lot of times we're okay with those positive emotions, being happy, being excited, being positive. And a lot of times people are scared to get angry. Scared to be sad because they've had somebody in their life that's been depressed, or, you know, when this person gets angry, it gets really scary. So they resist feeling those certain emotions. And when those don't get dealt with, or you don't feel those emotions in a safe manner, that can just build up some emotional burden, and just cause some increased stress and anxiety.
Yeah. And like we were saying before, really tying back into that nutrition, a lot of folks that have trouble with emotional issues end up having trouble with like gastric issues, right? All of a sudden they're saying, you know, I have to run to the restroom, and it's so tied together, you know, or they have the unfortunately, you know, a lot of sicknesses and inflammatory processes come from like literally making yourself sick. So you're holding it in to the point that you end up with, you know, some sickness. I'm not saying that's the only reason, but it does go hand in hand.
It doesn't help. Yeah, that's my thing. If you don't feel comfortable like expressing these emotions and getting it out, eventually it's going to come out one way or the other.
One way or the
other. Probably not in a way that you want it to. You know,
right.
you're going to freak out or get angry and flip out on somebody that, you know, maybe take that out on your spouse or your kids or something like that. You know, we talked about it just a second ago. Like, sometimes it's okay to have these emotions and just kind of sit with that and be able to realize what's happening to you, kind of calm down, look from the outside and see that it's really not that bad, and just kind of move on and keep going.
Cool.
Absolutely. Next up, we have spiritual health. So this can pertain to religion or God, but it doesn't have to. It just kind of relating to having a core set of values or beliefs that gives you some spiritual and moral guidance. It can be a practice of attending church, meditating, just being in nature, spending time alone with your thoughts, which can be a little scary sometimes. and just attempting to live your life based on that core set of values.
Yeah, it's a big one for parents, right? Is because we're trying, you know, trying to teach our kids, hopefully, right, to right from wrong, and then, you know, understanding like why, you know, behind it, mm-hmm. you know. So I feel like teaching that also from a young age and in this time period that we're in with the technology era is really hard to get kids to quiet, right?
Sure.
But to be able to kind of come down from that, like you said, and spend some time, it's okay to be quiet. It's okay to be bored. Like, you don't need constant entertainment. So, and adults are there too, but, you know, kids really have to struggle with self-regulating. So it's really important that they're able to be quiet or be in a quiet place and not have to constantly have that stimulus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about this a little last time. There's a million different apps now. You can use Headspace, Calm. You can get free stuff on YouTube, like guided, you know, meditations and stuff like that. I think it's important what you said. Like, it doesn't have to be like God or going to church every Sunday, but as long as you kind of believe that there's something higher than you out there and you have like that, like you said, that core set of values that kind of guide you to living the right way, I think, you know, I think that's a good way to go about it.
Yeah, sure. Not even right from wrong necessarily, but just a what for.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, why? Why am I even right. on yeah. planet Earth here?
Yeah.
Cool. So as an introvert, this next one is pretty special for me. Social health. What are we talking about here? Are we talking about going out on Friday nights? Or
friends
are we talking
on Facebook. How many do you have?
There right. you go. Jeez.
How many Instagram likes yeah. are you going to get? So social health, just the quality of your relationships, mm-hmm. your social interactions, being intentional with your time and creating that time to spend with your friends and your family, and making new connections, right? It's hard as an adult, or I find, like, it can be hard making new friends. When I started having babies and they were young, it's like, well, I have the friends that I have, but how do I make new friends? It's kind of weird, right? Like, yeah. you have apps for dating, but,
yeah.
like, how do you meet new friends? And one of the things that I really love about CrossFit is the community, right? Like, that's why I keep coming back to this yep. gym, is the friendships and relationships that I've made here.
Yeah, I think the gym is a great place to meet new friends. You know, we think CrossFit is fun, obviously, like the movements and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, if we were doing it by ourselves in our garage, it wouldn't be nearly as fun as it is when you get to come in and you're basically like suffering with somebody else. You know, at the end, you know that you guys just went through the same thing. You just, you know, kind of both got your butt kicked or whatever the case may be. That's been a huge one for me. That's why I've always felt like I liked CrossFit more than just the regular gym where everybody yeah. has their headphones in. You don't talk to anybody. You know, you get upset if other people talk to you. It's not like that here.
Yeah, and it's so, again, back, I mean, I know I'm like drilling on the kids, but my kids are teenagers, so this is a big thing here. It's like that face-to-face quality, like Joe said, over quantity of friends. It's so important, right? We are who we are around. So, and being able to, you know, kind of align with folks that have those same values and identify with folks that don't have the same values and work through that are great life skills. So as we get older, then we're able to make new friends. I feel like with all the technology and with Facebook and Instagram and the TikToks and all that, we lose that piece of it where kids growing up don't know how to make friends, right? Or deal with conflict. It's so much easier. You see all this, you know, conflict on, let's say, a Facebook or an Instagram post, you know, and you think you would never say that to someone to right. their face. There's just a lot of pieces there, those social nuances that kids aren't getting or getting exposed to, in my opinion. So I feel like this is a great opportunity for us to also role model and work out. It's okay to, like, you know, we have a policy at our house, you know, it's like no phones at the dinner table. We still have a dinner at a certain time, you know. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I would probably never see my teenagers after I drop them off from picking them up from school, you know. And even more importantly, obviously, when they're little, but even as adults, like face-to-face time. So it's great that we get to do that physical, that mental, emotional, all at once together as CrossFit. It's something unique to us as a community. But yeah, making new friends is a huge piece, and I think it's something that a practice that we have to get into, even if you're an introvert. Wait, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
Well, and I think the other piece of that too is also being clear on your boundaries, right?
Sure.
Because we've all had those friends that maybe we grow out of as we grow in our mindset and
True.
Transform. So also making new connections, but also maybe sometimes letting go That's good. Some mm-hmm. elder connection.
Yeah, that's a hard one. But sometimes, it has to be done. I've kind of found in my own personal experience, though, that those people that are not meant to be there, they just kind of naturally fall off.
They fire themselves.
Exactly. It's not like you have to. But cool. All right. Next one. This is another big one for me. Financial. What are we talking about here?
Yeah. So this is one that everybody is a little touchy on. But this is just knowing what's so in regard to your finances. So obviously having a steady income, having access to your basic human needs, to shelter, to food, clean water, clothing, can help ease your mind, right? But not knowing what's so with your finances, constantly worrying about your debt, how you're going to pay your bills, can really negatively impact your health.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just look at all the people now that owe, hundreds of thousands of dollars in college tuition, loan payments and all that kind of stuff. And they pay, every month and their balance doesn't go down at all year to year. Like, that has to just be, I was fortunate enough to not have to take out student loans and things like that. And I just can't imagine what that would feel like to just have, hundreds of thousands of dollars just over your head, and you're paying it, you're doing the best that you can, and it never goes down.
This is a big one for me. I love the monthly budget. Again, I have to work on my perfectionism, because sometimes it's the $2 here and there is not that important. But having a solid monthly budget, especially when you don't know exactly what, if you have a paycheck where it's not the same amount every time, it's even more important. And just listing those out, especially if you have a partner, significant other, spouse, that you can kind of get on the same plan. And then something that we started about 2 years ago is we have our kids pay our bills. Let me say this. With our money, they're not paying our bills. They get to live there for free, I always say. But it's teaching them accounting. They have a clear idea of what's coming in, what's going out. So, they have a little bit of ownership with it. It's super easy through the bank. So it's not they're having to write checks and stamp it. But what it does, do is put dollar signs to things. It's not just can we stop and get a Frappuccino? It's that's $5 right. that you're about to drink, regardless of what it's going to do to your gut. So just getting that kind of mentality. And like you said, talking about it, planning for it, and having an idea so you're not in this limbo, because that is, it definitely could be emotional.
And I think the other thing is, money, if you're not good with money, that's a context a lot of people have, right? It's okay. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be embarrassed. There's financial counselors.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many people and so many resources that you can reach out to. And it doesn't have to be this thing that you have to be embarrassed about or scared of. And it can be really powerful to take control of those finances.
Yeah, I agree with you on the kids thing. I wish that they would spend more time in school kind of teaching people how to balance a checkbook and stuff like that. I was personally fortunate enough to have parents like you that kind of taught us about money and stuff like that. But even myself, as a kid, if I wanted a new pair of shoes, I just acted well, my parents, they work. Why couldn't I get, I had no idea that was $100-something.
Right.
Now as an adult, I'm man, that's $100. I'm not spending $150 on a pair of tennis shoes. That's ridiculous or whatever. So it's kind of, funny there how you come full circle when it's your money that actually
all of a sudden it's
actually
spending. I used to call my parents nocturnal. I'd be like, why are the lights always off in the house? And then as I'm shutting off lights, I giggle to myself today. I'm like, there's nobody even upstairs and every light in the house is on.
Or the thermostat was always too low.
Yeah.
Sure. Freezing.
Sure.
Now you're like, make a fire, it's fine.
Yeah. Everything comes full circle, I guess.
Put some clothes on.
All right. Our last one, environmental.
Yes. So environmental health. So it's important for you to have a warm, safe, comfortable place to work, to rest, to live. So keeping your home, your vehicle, your place of work clutter-free and clean can really help to ease your mind and decrease stress. I know when I was in college, before I could sit down and actually study, I would have to clean my dorm room.
100%.
And it was just like a procrastination thing. But for me, like, I have to have a clean space, right?
I don't get that at
There's
all,
some science to that, actually. Go ahead.
And then, you know, also placing pictures of your family, your friends, around you, like around your workspace, can just kind of give you that brief refuge if you're having a really tough day or just got off a really stressful meeting. Just having them to look at is really nice too.
Yeah. I think that's a big one too. Like growing up, any of y'all that know me know that I love to watch like serial killer documentaries and stuff like that. And when these people tell their stories, they all have one thing in common, and that was that they had a really bad childhood. You know, they were abused or nobody loved them, or they just didn't have kind of this environmental health that we're talking about. And it's like no wonder that they turned out to do some of the things, you know, that they did. It's just crazy what, you know, some people have to go through. I feel fortunate and blessed that, you know, I had parents that loved us and took care of us. They made sure that we went to school and they made us go to church and they, you know, they did all of this stuff that, you know, kind of, I feel like kind of helped shape my sister and I into like who we are today. And it could have been, you know, so much worse. I think a lot of times we take that for granted.
And something I want to touch on here, and you and I deal with this a lot because we're coaches, but not everybody, especially like kids who don't have that control, can come, you know, from that great environment. We don't know what's going on in their household. We don't know what kind of environment that they're coming from, you know, whether or not they have, like, let's say, a really irresponsible or messy spouse that can, you know, so it's, they can't study or focus, or, you know, if they work from home and they've got someone who's not on their team, right? Or if they're a kid and God forbid, like they don't have a warm, you know, place to sleep, or they're moving constantly, or homeless. I mean, there's a lot of different things that happen. And so kind of creating that environment, another great thing that CrossFit does is kind of like a CrossFit commercial now. Right?
Hey,
but we do
business.
Create an environment. We, I used to work for Starbucks and we called it the third place, right? There was like home, work, and then the third place was where you went to that environment to be away. Wasn't work, wasn't home, but where you felt like, you know, you could really be you, connect with other people, or be on your own and study, whatever it was that you needed, that extra, that third place. So I feel like we do a really good job doing that, but just remembering, like, everybody may not have that at home,
sure,
or may not have that at work. So yes, they could add these tools in, or they need to find a CrossFit, basically.
Sure. All right, Joe, so bring it on home. Summarize what we should be doing.
Yeah, so in most people will have a good handle on, you know, the majority of these things, 5, 6 areas, right? If one of these areas that we talked about is that you're struggling with it, that might be your area to focus and pay attention to. I did create a little worksheet that has like all a little synopsis of each of these areas.
Nice.
So you can go and print it out and just take a look for yourself. Where are you doing great in these areas, and what are some areas for improvement?
Perfect. So tell us where we can find you, where we can find this worksheet and all that good stuff.
Yeah, so you can find me at joannafurr.com or on Instagram and Facebook at joannafurrcoaching. This worksheet will be linked into my Instagram on my link tree, and then we'll include it in the show notes, right?
Yep. We will get Kristen to add all the above stuff. As always, you
cool.
can reach Buffy at buffy@liveactivecharlotte.com and me at liveactivewit@liveactivecharlotte.com.
Me.
Yeah, me. Just me.
It's liveactiveclt.com and wit@liveactivecclt.com.
Apparently, I don't know our email address.
That's okay. I got you, friend.
We'll get Kristen to put it in. So, Joe, anyways, thanks for being with us and kind of putting up with our technical difficulties.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Have a great weekend, guys. Bye.